Hello.
Hello. Good evening, sir. My name is Stanley, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey, sir, in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential, sir. Are you
I'm
or
sure.
Anyone in... Thank you, sir. Are you
I'm
or
sure.
Anyone in... Maybe, I don't know, 3-5 minutes?
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Are you or anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign, sir?
No.
Thank you. And English? No. Okay. Thank you, sir. As you are aware,
yeah.
Very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Are you definitely going to vote? I'm very likely to vote. Somewhat likely to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. Or I am
I'm
not
very likely to vote.
Very likely to vote. Thank you. Appreciate it, sir. Now, moving on. With which party are you registered?
Democrat.
Thank you, sir. What is your main racial background?
White.
White, Caucasian. Thank you, sir. And your age, 36, 45, 46,
81.
50? Okay, over 75. Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
The whole world is going on the wrong direction.
Okay, thank you, sir. And from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? The first one, we have quality of life and growth and development, like growth and development. Next one is traffic
right.
and congestion, followed by inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas. Corruption in local government, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, followed by crime and neighborhood safety, and last but not least, housing and property insurance costs.
Crime.
Okay, crime and neighborhood safety. Thank you, sir. Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate?
Definitely Democrat.
Definitely vote for Democrat.
Yeah,
thank
no
you,
question.
Thank you, sir. Okay, you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of this person, you can indicate that to me as well, sir. Do you know who Eileen Higgins?
No.
No, never heard of
her. She's a Democrat, right?
I believe Eileen Higgins is the mayor or commission or something like that. They don't pick people from your area to do the surveys just so we don't, you know, nobody kind of pulls in any direction. So I'm not from there, but, I have an idea of who she is. I think she's one of the public officials there. I don't know exactly if she's like the mayor or commissioner, but she holds a position there.
Okay. Continue. Okay.
Yes, sir. Miguel Solomon.
Never heard of him.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
I love Joe Biden.
Thank you, sir. Joe Sanchez.
Never heard of him.
Thank you. Vicky Lopez.
Never heard of her.
Thank you. Rosie Cordero Stutz.
Nope.
Okay. Francis Suarez.
Nope, never heard of her.
Carlos Jimenez.
Nope.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Hate Donald Trump.
Thank you. And Joe Carollo.
I also don't like him.
Okay, so he's somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable. What would you say?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you, sir. Alfonso Alfie Leon.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him. Okay, thank you. Maria Elvira Salazar.
Don't know her.
Thank you. Fabian Basby.
Never heard of him.
Danielle Levine Cava.
Nope.
Thank you. And Alice Diaz de La Portilla.
Nope. Don't know her.
Thank you, sir. Okay. So you will now be asking future questions about the August election for Miami-Dade Commission. And we're more than halfway through, sir. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? We have Miguel Solomon and Eileen Higgins.
If she's a Democrat, I would vote for her. I would vote for any Democrat.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And we also have now primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today. For whom of these two candidates would you choose? Alfonso, Alfie Leon, or Eileen Higgins?
Eileen Higgins.
Thank you, sir.
If she's a Democrat.
Then, I believe so. And now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission, this is another two candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Carollo or Eileen Higgins.
Same name.
Thank you, sir. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Eileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner? Oh, so she's the county commissioner, sir.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether I approve or not.
Okay, so we'll leave it as... Okay, don't know. You will now be giving some statements about Eileen Higgins. Please indicate if this makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Eileen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commissioner. The first one is, while so many are struggling to make ends meet, Eileen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayers' fund compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year.
She wants that?
Or that's something, I guess these are statements that of things that have happened in the past. And the question is, would it make you more likely or less likely to vote for her according to this information?
What is it again?
Okay. Elaine Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, that's okay. You don't know. Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds and thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out longtime residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot...
I'm against that.
Okay. So make you less likely to vote for...
Yeah, less likely.
Is, okay, somewhat or much less. No. I'm going to try to speed this up. Somewhat or much less?
Much less.
Thank you, sir. Okay, let's see. We have about three. Since Elaine Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unfavorable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in your community more than doubling and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed incomes.
Right. What about it?
Does it make you less likely, more likely?
Less likely. Somewhat? Totally less likely.
Okay. So much less likely. Okay. Eileen Higgins gave billions of taxpayer dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed. And Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that would bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Less likely, more likely?
Less likely.
Much less?
Much less.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Eileen Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received a F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depended on, which has led to more...
You can pretty much be assured that everything I'm going to say is going to be less likely.
Okay, so let's do the last one. During the challenging times, Eileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. Is that also less? Thank you. Okay.
Yep.
We're right about there. And one last time, you'll be asked about the primary election for commissioner. And if it were held today, these are the two candidates. Which would you vote? Miguel Solomon, Eileen Higgins?
Neither.
Understood.
I wouldn't
Thank
vote.
You, sir. Thank you, sir. So I have another two, Eileen Higgins and Alfonso León.
I wouldn't vote.
Thank you. Okay, and we have
I
one.
Yeah, most people in Miami are corrupt anyway.
Yeah, well, you live there, so you have the better opinion. I just see movies that from there. They all look extravagant. So,
okay.
Joe Carrillo or Eileen Higgins? Is this also undecided?
Undecided.
Thank you, sir. Okay, and we're about done. And now I'm just going to ask you a few short demographics just to finish up. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed, sir?
10th.
Thank you. And that concludes our test, sir. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. You have a wonderful evening, sir.
Okay, you do have a wonderful evening, too. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye.